Commentary 3, Delusion. This story points out three things in terms of how a real worker, a real teacher, can do things. First of all, recognizing that the seeker, and this is a potential student, has a certain condition and knows that it's getting in the way, the teacher does not go after this directly. Rather, he does it indirectly by condemning other people and other situations and ideas, attitudes. The idea of this doing this and the function of doing this is expressed in the saying, you speak to the wall and the door listens. Many times, by the way, in work, you'll speak to a person who does not have the particular condition in a class, and or say something that relates to a person or situation not there. Not because it's necessarily even what you feel or believe, might not even be correct, especially if you're talking to another individual, might not have anything to do with that, but rather it's done indirectly in a way to slip past the defenses of somebody else so that they can hopefully recognize what's taking place and a condition within themselves. You'd like them to discover what's going on rather than you having to point that out. Having said this, the teacher is asked directly by the would-be disciple, why are you doing this? It doesn't have anything to do with me. And the response is that is a very direct response. I've been doing it to assist you and in the hope that you would realize that you have a delusion, that you are not like this now. Again, it's a matter of providing an opportunity for the person to pay attention. Now, if the actual individual were to go further and actually be accepted as a disciple, still the person, the seeker, would not have learned necessarily that he has that delusion, but hopefully would have been able to learn at a minimum how to approach a little bit more of what the action that this particular teacher does. I'd like to point out one other thing that's in relation to the teacher's assessment of the individual, and that is almost every person who comes to a teacher, a real teacher, for the purpose of gaining understanding, attempting to in seeking guidance, attempting to go further in the spiritual path, does not recognize their own condition, what situations they have and they don't have. One of the things they have to be able to do is to learn to empty themselves out of preconceptions and also to pay attention to the particular action or methods that are being employed by the teacher. And this is something that a teacher does in action, because just talking about it and the words about it doesn't do the trick. You have to give the student the opportunity to gain from direct experience. This is the end of this commentary.